The Grade 3 Conference, Lecture 6, An Ongoing Look at the 9-Year Change. Now we have to imagine a child who's in the midst of the 9-year change. When is that going to happen? Well, I've said sometime between ages 9 and 10. I would say there's an 18-month window when this can happen. For some children, it's already showing itself in grade 2. More and more parents ask me if it's possible that this can happen in grade 2. Yes, it can, though there again, that's more often a sign that the etheric forces are especially weak. So it's not like, oh good, let them get it out of their system in grade 2, then they'll be easier to deal with in grade 3. It's better if, say, you know, the healthiest is sometime towards the middle of grade 3. That way you've been able to work with a whole range of stories and practical activities, which, again, are very strengthening of these etheric forces. But it's probably going to occur for most children when they're about, you know, 9 years, 3 months, to 9 years, 9 months, or age 10. For some, it will come later, and this can be more on the healthy side rather than the unhealthy side. You want this 9-year change to happen, and it always concerns me when a teacher says to me, well, you know, my class went through it very mildly, they're just a wonderful group, and, you know, a few ripples here and there. It's very unlikely that that's really the case. It's like teachers who say to me, you know, I don't think my children have temperaments, or to take it further, it would be like saying, you know, I don't think my digestive system really digests my food. Why do you say that? Well, I never, it's not like I see it happening, or, you know, it goes on quietly. Maybe it's not happening. It's that kind of thing. Yeah, we're unconscious about a lot of stuff that goes on in the world. But your task as a teacher, dear colleagues, is to awaken to something like this. It may be very subtle changes going on in a child's life. It may be very, very quiet, nearly imperceptible ripples passing through the classroom as two or three children are going through some of these changes altogether. But be sensitive to it and ask the parents what they're noticing. Help them awaken as well. Yes, there will be children who will manifest it in a very extreme way and seem like all the world as little teenagers, especially if they have older siblings who may be going through adolescence at this point. That sometimes happens in particularly long-suffering families. But nonetheless, I can assure you it is there, and it's important for you to develop those capacities which are not only seeing the gross physical changes, which perhaps will manifest when the children are going through a kind of temperamental change, but get accustomed to seeing some of the psychological changes as well, because that's going to be more and more of your challenge as the children get older. What I like to tell parents is, we interrupt this childhood to give you a word from our adolescence. It's like the spiritual world is doing us a big favor, showing us, number one, what our children, be they our students or our own children, what they will be like when they're adolescents, and number two, showing us what we will be like when we meet them as adolescents. That is to say, how easily do we get flustered? How surprised and shocked are we at some of the things that come out of their mouths? And how good are we going to be at dealing with this when the time comes, the astral body comes to stay, not just to sort of flutter in and out? So this is a very important commercial. This is a very important period for us. It's like the January thaw announcing the springtime, or a surprising cold breeze that might blow in August, reminding us there's going to be a winter coming down the pike. This is that wind. This is that breeze. The astral body is of the nature of air. This is also why the nine-year change doesn't just stay in place, but rather it comes and goes. That a child may have a week or two in which you feel adolescence passing over them, and then a month in which they're right back to being a nine-year-old with nothing special going on, and then suddenly something comes back. So be aware of the winds that are blowing in your classroom back and forth, carrying certain children along with them, leaving others quiet. But be most careful about the parent who says to you, "My child is not going through this. She's just the way she always was. She's the model child." That's a red flag for me when a parent says that. Because, number one, it probably shows that the parent is not being terribly perceptive. You know, parents get upset at changes that occur, especially when the child starts to assert their own individuality. Some parents don't like that at all. They just want that parent to grow up into a model child, which is a term that Rudolf Steiner actually used, because he said that the physical body, as I mentioned earlier, is so difficult to transform that the etheric body actually borrows the parents' physical bodies and creates for the first 7 to 9 years of life a model body for the child. This is why little children are so beautiful, why their teeth are so nice, why they're so cute and sweet. They are not yet even carrying their own physical bodies. They're carrying a model body. That's also why temperament before the change of teeth is something that's so difficult to judge, because it's the parents really that we're seeing, not the child yet. So with the change of teeth, this is the death knell of the model body. The model body is beginning to die, and it goes up first grade, second grade, through the middle of third grade. With the 9-year change, the model body is starting to completely deteriorate, and the child's own body is asserting itself. And this should be different. This should not only be a hereditary body, it should also be a body in which the astral body is participating, so that forces of the future, forces of the child's ego, individuality, are going to be allowed to stream into that body. So the child in 9-year change is going through a kind of death experience, and this is something that many parents have a very hard time seeing, and many don't want to see it. But I can tell you this, if you hear from a mother that her daughter has not gone through the 9-year change, and if you feel a very strong connection still there between the mother and the daughter, and you yourself don't really see too many of these 9-year change ripples passing through that daughter, I would alert you, be very watchful after 7th and 8th grade, because this can sometimes, I would say often, actually, manifest as an eating disorder in the adolescent years. An eating disorder can often occur where there is a child who has not gone through this little adolescence, this 9-year change, this casting off of the model body, but who carries the model body too long. It gets carried into puberty and adolescence, and it's very resistant then to the changes that are called upon by puberty and adolescence, particularly manifested in girls in having to take on a greater proportion of fat into their being so that menses can begin. Such a child may reject that may reject the next step that must be taken to become an earthly being in which now the reproductive forces become manifest, a child will not want that. She will want to go back to the weight that she carried when she was in third grade, round about 70 pounds, let's say, or less. And with that, of course, she can do great damage to her whole being and maybe even require hospitalization and treatment. Part of the key, part of the root of that is to be found in third grade. So here's another one of these very important aspects of this grade. You know, often not seen, not really understood enough. You have still the capacity, the power as a teacher to help prepare the child for the turmoil of adolescence, and this is when you're able to do it. Now, in the past, in those good old guardian angel days, when the guardian angel could inhabit a child's etheric body, provision was made for doing in with the model body and allowing the child's own physical body to arise, as it were, out of the grave of the model body. And these deeds done by the guardian angel and other good beings helping were the childhood illnesses, measles, mumps, rubella, scarlatina, and so on. Every one of these illnesses, which generally occurred in the primary school years or shortly thereafter, every one of these had its role in spiritualizing one or another part of the child's physical body. So the etheric body, in a way, allowed these illnesses to occur so that the child could really transform the model body into its own body. And of course, yes, as health authorities would remind us, these illnesses had a death rate. There definitely were children who died in the throes of one or another of these illnesses, who were not ready to go forward into this earthly life or did not need to go forward into this earthly life. But there were so many more who benefited tremendously from these illnesses. So these illnesses, for all practical purposes, have disappeared. Whooping cough, chicken pox are about all that's left. And therefore, we as teachers have to play a greater role in helping the child go through the 9-year change. They are not getting the help from illnesses anymore. And this is a reason for something that I often stress to schools, that we Waldorf schools in North America in particular, it's definitely better in Europe, we are driving a 4-wheel drive car with 3 wheels because we have the parents, we have the teachers, we have the children. We lack one essential factor of the Waldorf school as envisioned by Rudolf Steiner, and that is the school doctor. And it's the school doctor who can help us, who can explain to us what we need to do to provide, as it were, a virtual experience of the childhood illnesses, to provide the moral equivalent of the childhood illnesses for the children. So now the 9-year change is not the kind of fairly natural and simple experience that it used to be in the past for children. It always had its tumultuousness, but nowadays it can be a much more painful, psychologically challenging experience for children because they're still carrying remnants of the parent's model body. They have not been given those illnesses, those fiery fevers and those watery oozings and the peeling off of the skin after measles and things like that. all of these sort of martyrdoms that they go through in the childhood illnesses, they're not there. And now they, in a way, have to move through this on their own speed. So the Waldorf school and the Waldorf curriculum, and hopefully with the wisdom of a good Waldorf teacher, is going to give children something of the equivalent of those illnesses to help them take that step. We'll continue this in the next segment.